Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How do you make it all the way from infancy to full adulthood? You don't stop growing anywhere in between. You just keep growing till you get there. And the same thing is true spiritually. He said in the NIV, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything, wanting nothing. How do you get there? How do you get there? You believe God. But you don't just believe God. You keep believing God. And you keep believing God. And you keep believing God. And what do you do when you've done everything you know to do and it still don't look good? You keep believing God. And having done all to stand, what do you do then? Stand. And expect. And keep saying it. And this is one of the primary areas where people mess up. They quit, don't they? People give up. They quit. Go to Hebrews, please, the 10th chapter. Hebrews chapter 10. How are we going to reach our full development? Not by finding the man or woman of God to lay hands on us and it'll happen overnight. Not by finding the secret and wappo zappo by the end of the week. Not by doing some extreme thing for a month. Not by reading the Bible through, you know, in a week. Not by, you know, praying in tongues for a 24-hour stretch. People would like it that way. But no. This is not a sprint. The Christian race is not a sprint. It's an endurance race. It's an endurance race. And as endurance runners know, you got to pace yourself and you got to stay on that. It's about staying power. You got to just stay and stay. And it ain't about, you know, how fast you run today. It's are you still running tomorrow? Are you still running next week? And, you know, people like to think, well, I get serious about it. I'll get on it and really do something. No, can you read a chapter a day? Every day. Can you pray 10 minutes, 15 minutes? Every day. Every day. Can you be at church? Regular. Right? Faithful. So people want to do some big thing and get a blue ribbon and a star. No, strong ministries are not built overnight. Strong Christians. How many babies don't, you know, you don't go to the crib at night and give them a bottle in the morning. They wake you up with breakfast and go. They're 6 foot tall. No, it doesn't happen overnight or in a week or in a month. You got to stay after it day in, day out, week after week, month after month, year after year. I mean, how many have been here just 3 or 4 years and you can tell it took that long for certain things to be happening in your life, right? For you to get certain things and see it didn't happen in a week. Didn't happen in a month. Well, if God could do this for you in a couple of years, 3 years, 4 years, what about the next 4 years if he tarries his coming? Because it multiplies. It shouldn't just be just the progress like the previous time because you're in a different place now. You can receive more, quicker, understand more, quicker, grow more. And he's growing this church up quickly. He said so. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, are you there? Hebrews chapter 10. The Bible says, verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence. Confidence is a faith word. which has great recompense of reward, for you have need of
patience
or persistence or constancy or endurance. You have need of endurance. That after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Now, why would he say don't cast away your confidence? Why? Why does he say you need patience? If everything happened the afternoon you prayed, this wouldn't be relevant. If everything just happened the same day or even the same week. But what does Galatians say? Don't be weary in well doing. What do you got to do? You got to stay after it. And in due season. What's he got to bring that up for? Your flesh don't like that. What's your flesh like?
Now
right now. Now. Always right now. Now. But not everything happens right now. You can put an acorn in the ground, cover it up, and put water on it, but you don't have an oak tree right now. Huh? But you will if that thing just keeps growing and just keeps growing and just keeps growing and just keeps growing and just keeps growing. Glory to God. Glory to God. I know our home place in Mississippi, we got an oak tree in our backyard that you just have to see. You'll think I'm exaggerating. This thing is gigantic. I guess it's over 100 feet tall. And it would probably take 10, 15 men holding arms to go around it. And the limbs go all the way to the ground. And of course we got a swing up under there. Oh yeah. And just giant. And my grandpa used to tell me a story about when he was a little boy, he ran over it with a wagon. It's hard for me to believe. I look at that tree, I climb up, the limbs are like this. And he ran over it with a wagon. His grandpa planted it, and it was just, a fair size. Well, you could run over it with a wagon. How did it get that big? How did it get that big? It's growing right now. It was growing in the 80s. It was growing in the 70s. It was growing in the 60s and the 50s and the 30s. It's been growing a long time. How are you going to get to that full place of development? You got to keep growing. You got to grow today and then grow some more tomorrow and then grow some more next week and just keep growing. Keep growing. What happens though in people's lives? A couple of main things. One is people have events. Everybody say event. Amen. People have events in their life that they let take the air out of them. Don't they? They miss it. They sin. They fail. They make a mistake. Or somebody sins against them. Fails them. Makes a mistake. And so they get disillusioned. Are you with me now? The Holy Ghost is talking to some people. And this event causes them to come to the conclusion that they should just quit. So they quit going to church. They quit reading their Bible. They quit praying. They just quit. Do you know anybody that has done that? Well, it got mighty quiet in here, didn't it? They stop. And they believe lies like, oh, I'll never be like Jesus. What am I thinking? That's not going to happen to me. I'll never be able to give that kind of money into the kingdom of God. I mean, my folks were poor and they were poor. I got this little low paying job. I'm barely eating. That ain't never going to happen. That's just wishful thinking, imagination. Who talks like that? It's the devil talks like that. Brings those thoughts to your mind. Oh, you're not going to be healed. There's people dying in the hospitals every day with stuff like this. What makes you any different? I mean, this has been working in your body, and they've already told you. The best doctors in the land told you they can't heal you. What makes you think you're not going to be healed? You're just dreaming. And sometimes in connection with that, something happens. It's the enemy's set it up. Yes. An event. And people quit. I know ministers that were anointed and powerful ministers, and they hadn't served God for years. Out of church, out of the ministry. Why? Something happened. They sinned. They messed up. Friend, just because you sin and mess up doesn't mean you have to quit.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. He knew before it happened that it could happen. He knew then from the beginning. And He still loved you. And He still called you. And still told you could have it. And you could be it and you do it. He told you knowing that. He wasn't surprised when you messed up, when you blew it. And He went, oh. I wish I hadn't told them they could have all that. Now that they've done it. Are you kidding? He knows the end from the beginning. He knew it before He told you. He's going to use you like that. Or let you have that. But people quit, don't they? We live in a world full of quitters. It's become popular more than ever to quit. Now people use different terminology to describe it. They call it changing their mind. Church going folk call it, I just feel led to do something different now. Huh? Just because it got hot in the kitchen. Because the pressure was on. Because your faith was tried. Got uncomfortable. And it went longer and it wasn't changing. And now they feel led to change and leave and do something different. And people quit their families. They quit their friends. They quit their churches. They quit their jobs. I mean, they just change them like the newspaper. But you don't have to. And the problem with that is if you do that, you'll never grow up. I said, you'll never grow up. That's how you become a person who's been born again 50 years and are still a baby. Because every time something comes up, you quit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Perfection Through Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1603-O. That's R-1603-O, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.